Great Monday morning. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love, everyone. This is Trina Kirkland, and welcome to Talk Up with Trina. And it is a beautiful Monday. It's July the 16th, 2018. And in right here in Edgewood, Maryland, the temperatures are creeping up rapidly, so we're expecting some warm temperatures today. So I am going to get out, and I have 3 patients I need to see today, so I'm going to get out and do that early. And I just wanted to get my daily prayer in. But welcome, I'm so happy that you are here. You are awesome. Thank you for joining me and listening to my life story and whatever else we are talking about here. I would like to have some suggestions from you, though. I haven't received much feedback on what anyone wants to talk about, but my show is for the people. So when I come up with stuff, I'm talking about me and what's going on in my life, and I do my daily devotional. And occasionally, if something comes up, I'll ask a question or 2 hot topics. But I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want to talk about. What would interest you? What would strike up a wonderful conversation nationwide? That's what we're looking about. What interests us? We have to find some common ground, and I want to talk. I have opinions about everything, and I know people that, you know what, as far as most subjects are concerned, I'm familiar with experts who I could get expert evidence-based advice, facts from, when you have a question that I may not be an expert in, but I want to talk. So all that to say, please call in and or message me any way you can. Hit me up on Facebook, Trina Kirkland RN, because I post my podcast up there a couple of times a week. So you can find me there. And if you have anything you want to talk about, just let me know and I'll talk about it. I'll bring it to the forefront. Well, anywho, I am ready to do my daily prayer. And again, we are reading from the Prayer That Changes Everything Book of Prayers by Stormy O'Martin. And today we are praying a prayer for when I see things going wrong and I feel powerless. So please stay tuned for our prayer of hope. When I see things going wrong and I feel powerless. Dear Lord, as I go through times when everything seems to be going wrong, I draw near to you and disengage from the concerns of this life. I thank you that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think according to your power that works in me. Ephesians 3:20. I worship you, God of grace, and thank you that after I have suffered a while, you will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle me. 1 Peter 5:10-11. I praise you for your power and thank you that your power into my life in a great measure, that you pour it. I worship you, Father of mercy and comfort, and I thank you that you comfort me in my times of trial and that you continually remind me in your word that my trials are for my well-being. Because as James says in James 1:2-4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That we will have everything that we need, Father God, everything that we desire, that we will lack nothing. For you said it in your word to count it all joy. So let us remember that and keep it in our hearts and continually bring it to our minds. Hide us, Father God, in the times of trials where the enemy tries to make us think something is happening that's not happening. Let us hide in you, Father God, so that we can be refreshed, restored, renewed, Father God. And we just want to thank you that when things are going bad and we feel powerless, that we can just praise your name. Lord, we praise your name and we exalt you above all things. You are the King and Lord in the midst of everything that is happening in our lives and all that we are going through. We know that you are all-powerful God of the universe. Hide us in your secret place in our time of struggle. Lift us high upon the rock so that we may rise above the plans of the enemies to surround us with problems. We will sing and offer you the sacrifice of praise. You are our help, and we will hide in you. We praise you for all that you are. Our souls follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds us. Psalm 63:8. And as you also say in your word, Lord God, which is why we want you to continually keep us focused on your word. As Peter says in 1 Peter 4:12-13, beloved, do not think it strange concerning a fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened to you. But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. Help to remind us, Lord Jesus, that the things that we are suffering, the things that we are going through, our life's trials and tribulations, the tricks of the enemy and the people he uses, that, Father God, that they have no power against you, that you have prepared us, that we can come and hide in you and be protected from all that is against us. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you that our trials, that in our trials, that we will be joyful, knowing that you can do exceedingly and abundantly all that we could ask or think. In the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior, I pray this prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.